This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Okay, as we're standing by now for the Eric Kendrick Show here on your home of the Cowboys, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper, and he joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Man, we're excited to talk football with you once again going into week six, and, you know, it's the Detroit Lions. Are you guys ready for this high-powered attack they've put together?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we're preparing for it. You know, I feel like it's still early in the week. You know, obviously we got a good foundation at this point. Tomorrow we just had our second walkthrough, cleaned some stuff up from practice. But yeah, we're working hard. Everyone's doing really well.
I've got to ask you how you're feeling.
I'm feeling good. You know, it's part of the game.
We were talking
last game was super. Last game was just it was a bloodbath. You know,
it was. Yeah, it was nuts. I wanted to ask you about the weather delay because I got to go. Luckily, I was on up top where it was kind of covered, so mm-hmm. It was all right for us. But for you, like, how have you been in a weather delay before? And what do you do during that delay?
Yeah, the last time I was in a weather delay was actually my rookie year, and it was a preseason game. And I think we almost finished the second quarter, and we got delayed, so we had to go back out and then finish. And it was like halftime. It was kind of weird, but. I remember the second half, everyone just ran the ball. They just ran the clock out because yeah. it was the first preseason game. But, yeah, that was my first, in-season weather delay. It was weird for sure because we're sitting there. We're about 5 minutes from heading out to the field. And so everyone's getting ready. Everyone's, you know, juiced up. Everyone's doing their own routine. And then all of a sudden they came around and they're like, hey, guys, we're not calling you up. We're just telling you that we're delayed 30 minutes. And then that 30 minutes turned into however long it was. But for me, you can't tell me to relax after that happens. You know, I'm going to be pacing around. I'm going to be walking around, kind of getting a little anxious, stretching, walking over here, walking over there. Like, I just, you know, everyone was doing their own thing. Some people were sitting down. Some people took their pads off. For me, I was like, no, I can't take my pads off. I'm ready to go right now. So it was definitely different.
Did you guys get any snacks during that time? We used to get Snickers and Uncrustables and stuff.
Yeah, no, we definitely were. Everyone was making sure they were fueling up. You know, whether it was hydration or eating. You know, they had options for us. As soon as it went delayed, they brought out some food to make sure we stayed ready to go.
Was it Uncrustables and Snickers, or was it something?
I feel like there's got to be some Uncrustables in there somewhere or another. But Snickers, I highly doubt that there was Snickers in the locker room, but. Who knows?
When you're banged up like this, how much more time do you spend in the training room or in the ice bath or whatever? Does that go up a couple of notches?
Yeah, you know, you spend more time in the training room, but you know, that's what you stay. You try to stay consistent so you don't, you know, nothing really becomes out of normal. You know, I feel like I do such a good job taking care of my body during the week that you know, everybody's in tune with my body who works on me. And, you know, we just attack it like it's something, you know, something new and challenging. But at the same time, it's just, you know, normal. It's like it's as normal as it can be. It's kind of a weird profession in that sense where, you know, your body is the body of work. But you just take care of your body. You have good people who work on it. You know, you find things that work for you, and you work hard at you know, getting healthy.
It's Eric Kendricks with us here on the Fan. So you got to spend extra time in that Steelers Road locker room. Was it true or fart that it smelled like urine?
Where are you getting this from?
The athletic player poll, man. The players voted on this.
NFL players quoted as saying it smells like urine.
I remember you asking me. I don't remember. I don't. I can say I walked in and I didn't initially smell, you know, urine.
Yeah.
But I did. You know, you do get the essence that it is old. You know, when you walk in there.
Hey, Eric, what the challenges, you know, we look at the Lions and, you know, and we make a big deal about motions and stuff with these offenses. How about when you deal with a team that's really good at play action pass? Is it the challenges that you have to, the eye discipline, things like that, when you play against somebody like this that's really good that way, how does that, does it change in any way for you, or is it, you know, how does that work for you?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing about play action passes is it has to be complemented with a good run game, which is, you know, you is what we're dealing with. You know, they have a good,
sure,
they have a good complementary football offense. So it's like when you see a couple runs hit and then the play action off the same kind of look,
mm-hmm,
that's when you see a lot of success and you see time, you know, it's more like timing throws and like you know, they get the look they want right away, and sure, it's no wasted movement. You're moving the chains, you're moving the distance markers up, and it's like that's when they get in the rhythm. That's what we don't want. You know, we want to get those stops on first and second down. You know, we want to get the third down. We want to get them in shotgun and make it more manageable for us. That way, we can start playing our game, and you know, that's the key.
Yeah, it seems like watching these guys on tape, every one of those routes seems like it's in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all those crossers and those ends and stuff like that. Is that something when you think about with depth of your, you know, when you with how you play and like if you're in, you know, your coverages and stuff and picking up guys? I mean, how do you deal with those crossers and your depth as well when you're seeing a lot of that?
Yeah, you know, obviously for when you have those double crossers or a single crosser, you know, you want to have a linebacker somewhere underneath there. Depending on how deep it is, you know, sometimes they're too deep where it doesn't, you know, it's kind of obsolete.
Sure.
But especially on those play actions, if we can get somebody out to like make them either put air on the ball or you know, hold the ball for a couple more seconds while the defensive back chases them down, I feel like it's crucial. But you know, I feel like they have different levels of their routes that they, sure, always kind of, you know, it's like they always run different stuff, but you know, the leveling of which their routes are is kind of, that's the only thing that kind of is you know, cohesive. So it's very challenging, you know, but at the same time, you know, we're
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Everybody gets paid, so we gotta right. do our job. You know, yeah. we gotta lock in and like I said, play good on first and second down, and make third downs manageable for us.
This is the Eric Kendrick Show here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Now, when you think of Detroit, do you also think of classic American muscle cars and whatnot, Motor City and all that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's especially when it's funny you say that, because I remember the first time I landed in Detroit, I was just like, we were on the bus and I was just like looking for like, you know, factories, like car factories.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's the backbone of, you know, it was the backbone of like, you know, the industrial, I want to say industrial revolution. I don't know about that, but it's, you know, industry in the United States, and, you know, the I think, was it Ford and
yeah,
GM and all that stuff is all up there. So it's pretty cool as far as car.
Now,
I think they have some museums and stuff too.
They do. They're really cool.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing to tour and like get an appreciation for. What's your favorite car that was like manufactured up there from the past? Do you have like a favorite Mustang or Camaro or anything?
I don't know. If we sit here and talk about my favorite cars, it's we're gonna be here for a while. But at the same time, I feel like the Model T in the production line.
Wow. That's cool. You know what I mean? That is very cool. Yeah.
It's just, I feel like that, you know, when you, it's kind of weird for me to say that, because I'm not really into that car, so to speak, mm-hmm. but like just the whole assembly line and how it started from to where it is now, it's like mind blowing. Cause it's, you know, it's, that's what humans are all about, like getting more efficient. And, you know, sometimes we do that and we realize we're making a cheaper product. And then now it's like, I feel like the quality of cars is going back up to, you know, how it used to be, in a sense. Not necessarily, but a little bit in between. So it's pretty interesting. I can go off on a tangent on this. So.
Well, was that your first big purchase once you got into the NFL? Was it a car situation that you dreamed
of? No, actually, I actually love telling the story. My first big purchase was actually an insurance policy that I got in college.
Wow.
And that was the first expensive thing I bought while I was in the NFL, because why? Is because I had to protect myself in college when I came back to play my senior year. But, you know, they know that I had a little potential. So
they definitely.
So that's why when people ask me about, you know, college athletes getting paid and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I'm like, they got paid off of me when I was in college. So how, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, but anyway, I had, you know, I protected myself. It all worked out. Paid that back as soon as I got to the NFL. But that was definitely the first thing I bought. The first car I bought was a Jeep Wrangler, because I was scared of the snow in Minnesota. And then a couple years later, when I got a little bit more money in my pocket, I got an RS7.
You're going to laugh, man. If it snows in DFW at all while you're here, we shut down. It's like we don't know what to do. It's usually ice. It's not a lot of snow, but it's going to be very different from your days in Minnesota.
Yeah, I feel like it's just the tire situations. You know, it's like nobody has really the snow tires out here, or the all weather tires out here, that are ready for that. So, you know, tires are the most important thing on a vehicle. You know, it's the only thing touching the road. So when you have that kind of situation in Dallas, I can see how it can get sticky.
Now, speaking of big expenses, did you see that video of Dak demolishing that house in Prosper of his?
No.
Yeah, he got up there in like a backhoe. Apparently he's it's where the Dak yard is, his estate and everything. But the Dude Perfect guys were out there and he was swinging that bucket, like knocking down the front of his house. Apparently he's going to build a different one.
Yeah. Was the house that was originally there like a Taj Mahal already? Or
yeah,
it was nice. I think it was like a $3 million house or something.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot. Right? It's time for a new one. Let's go.
Eric, what do you still go cheap on?
What do I go cheap on? Oh, this is a great question. I hate spending money on, like, for some reason, cell phones and like phone cases and stuff like that. It's like drives me crazy. So like if I break my phone, like chances are it's gonna be broken for a while. Or I'm gonna, you know, but what do I cheap out on? Honestly, so I needed to buy some clothes for the you know, like some more button down type, slack type, you know, Dickies or, you know. Yeah. So I went thrift shopping and I spent $40 on like five pairs of, you know, five items of clothing, which is, you know, to me, that's exactly where I want to be.
That's a steal. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I do spend money on clothes. You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm always cheap with clothes, yeah. But when I can get a bargain, you know, and then I love when people are like, man, where'd you get that? Yeah. And I'm just like, $8.
Nice. Yeah. Goodwill, baby.
That was a win. So I wondered about the game day fit. Like, do you put thought into that? Because I think you were repping like some overalls a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that was thrifted.
There we go.
That was thrifted.
You looked badass in that, dude. So wait, is there not, does McCarthy not have much of a dress code deal like for the road or whatever?
No, so that's the thing. Like, I think it was getting, you know, a little loose, so we had to tighten it up. And so that's where I had to go shopping for, you know, some stuff. So I was like, I didn't, you know.
He's like, Eric, come on.
So when coach saw you walking on the tarmac pulling your bag, he said we need to tighten this thing up.
You know, I thought it was the travel suits, but you know, it was, yeah. You know, everyone, you know, I thought it was my overalls first of
right,
all.
So right,
I was like, man, I didn't know I'm the new guy here, you know, but, you know, it's tightened up.
Thank you so much, Eric. Best of luck to you getting out there. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. So we just saw the picture. You got the G-Bag Nation Whataburger flag, huh?
I did. I signed it too.
You signed
for
it?
One of you lucky listeners.
Let's go. It's going to be a peace-a-thon. We're going to auction that baby. Okay. Thank you for doing that for us, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, terrific, you're the man. Stuff. Best of luck to you, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy.
Brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. You too, sir. Take it easy. It is the G-Bag Nation. He joins us every Thursday, about 5 o'clock or so. And we'll hit the expressway next, take you commercial-free to the top. LA Live's coming up at 5:40, and we're back here in the Nation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.